Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. I'm in the operations area. This is Ken Graham with the 5 p.m. update on Tropical Storm Isaias. Winds up to 70 miles an hour, pretty similar to before. Still a tropical storm moving north-northwest at 9 miles an hour. So going to start off with the radar here. You can see some of these rain bands stretching across Florida, bringing some heavy rainfall and some gusty winds. But just like we've been talking about today, most of those winds and the heavy rainfall has stayed off the Florida coast, but that'll continue to move northwards. Let me update you on the latest track. This is the brand new advisory that we just issued, looking at the path. Let's go ahead and look through the numbers here in the times. Here's where we are right now at 5 p.m., looking at those tropical storm force winds, mainly to the right-hand side off to the east. But with time moving north, 2 p.m. on Monday off the Georgia coast, and then 2 a.m. on Tuesday, really close to the shore, making landfall there in South Carolina and into North Carolina. And that's going to bring heavy rainfall, winds, and storm surge in this whole area. And if you notice, we have this tropical storm warning right here in blue. I just drew it in red, right that whole area there, tropical storm warning. But to the north, this is brand new as well. We put up a tropical storm watch north of there from North Carolina up through Virginia, Maryland, all the way to Long Island. And 2 p.m. on Tuesday, really close to the Chesapeake Bay. So really having some pretty big impacts in these areas from rainfall, storm surge, and also the wind. So we'll be keeping an eye on that real close over the next couple days. Looking at the arrival times, this is the brand new arrival time graphic. It looks like these winds approaching the Carolinas. This is Monday at 8 p.m., Tuesday at 9 a.m., just to give you an idea of the timing here, Tuesday at 8 p.m. So from Monday night and into Tuesday morning, these probabilities, especially in these areas that you see in yellow and orange, those are the highest probabilities of the tropical storm force winds, stretching through South Carolina, North Carolina, all the way up through Chesapeake Bay, all the way up even to New Hampshire and Boston. So any one of these areas could see tropical storm force winds, could see these heavy rains as well. Really looking at this, very heavy rainfall. And in fact, the Weather Prediction Center has expanded that moderate risk for flash flooding, moving from the South Carolina coast all the way through North Carolina, Virginia, moving all the way up into portions of Pennsylvania. That's a large area of moderate risk. Any one of these areas in here could see flash flooding from some of these tropical rains, where the roads become too dangerous to pass. The roads become where you can't tell, especially at night, because it's so dangerous to drive. So we'll see some of those areas there. But not just that, even outside of that, the yellow area, there's still a large area with a slight risk of flash flooding. So much of this area from the mid-Atlantic all the way up to the east coast of the northeast, you can see some dangerous conditions associated with the rainfall. And not just that, we also have the storm surge threat. This is also a brand new update that we have. Really looking at some of the storm surge possibilities that we can have. 1 to 3 feet the coast of Georgia through South Carolina. Then we get close to Cape Fear, some of these areas where the water gets trapped. 2 to 4 feet of storm surge in some of these areas. But all the way to Pamlico Sound, the Neuse River could see 1 to 3 feet. And further north, the Chesapeake Bay also could see 1 to 3 feet. So a dangerous situation. Water, we're going to be keeping an eye on all the different parameters and keep you posted on Tropical Storm Isaias.